Good evening. I want to bring some thoughts to help get those that are here who are physically tired, mentally tired, those who are excited that it's Wednesday, and those who are possibly discouraged it's only Wednesday. Because we're a part of this world. We're out there and we're in it, and we're receiving challenges from all aspects of our day-to-day lives to be a good employee, a good husband, good spouse, good brother, good sister, to do right by those when they're not necessarily deserving of right by those. And so we can be challenged and we can find a path to where we need rejuvenation and we need to be encouraged and re-strengthened. And I'm grateful that I have my faith, and I hope to share it with those who have not put the name of Christ, that they would be encouraged to do so, because it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I made it in my mid-20s. It was after dating Patty and being with her and attending services with her. And I'm grateful that I have made that decision, and I would encourage anybody that is thinking of it, please reach out, ask questions, dig further into it. It is a wonderful decision that you'll never regret. And then I think of myself here in my 50s. I think the kids always have to remind me how old I am. In my 50s, to where you can look and go, wow, where am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? And then you see the beauty of what we have here, just in a short-term scenario of how we made it through the recent times and challenging times and how we are making it through. And also in looking at the goals that we have before us of obtaining heaven. But I don't do a good job of describing those things. I always feel like God's word does that for us. So I'm going to turn to Psalm 143, and I'll read it in its entirety. And I would ask that you think about yourself during your day. Is there anxiousness? Is there enthusiasm? Is there fear? Is there strength? Is there courage? Where are you getting it from? And as you hear the different texts, I hope that you'll find yourself. And then at the end, after reading it, if you feel there's a need to ask for help, please, please do it. We're here. No judgment, no casting. This is a safe haven. If you are realizing that you've been kicking against the goats, and that's an interesting study when you realize, or when you study what a goat is and the pain and discomfort that it actually causes on the oxen, but it's time to make a change, then we can assist with that as well. So I appreciate the opportunity, and I'll be in Psalm 143, and it's been labeled an earnest appeal for guidance and deliverance. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me. And in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight, no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in you I do trust. Cause me to know the way which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of the uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteous sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. There's a need of anybody in the congregation. We ask that you come forward at this time while we're led in song.